The League of Women Voters of New York State held a candidate forum on Monday, October 15th at the Saratoga Town Hall between the two candidates vying to represent New York's 43rd Senate District, Democrat Erin Glad and Republican Daphne Jordan. Saratoga's town hall was packed with prospective constituents. The format of the forum featured questions from the audience. We'll hear excerpts of each candidate's opening statement and then several of the questions from the audience. Democrat Erin Glad won the coin toss before the debate, so he began.
I don't come from a family with a famous name or a lot of wealth, and I wasn't picked to be next in line. My mom was a high school dropout. My brother was a high school dropout. I grew up in rural poverty on food stamps and free lunch. And at 16 years old, I left my home and emancipated myself. Despite that fact, I had some really great teachers, and I had quality public education. And I graduated high school, I went to a public college, and I got my master's degree from Nelson Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and got into public service. And I did a little different than everybody else. I started working for a very liberal congressman in Washington, D.C., a guy named Mike McNulty, and then I spent a few years working for a very conservative Republican in the New York State Senate, Tom Lewis, the deputy leader. And then I worked for 3 years as the deputy policy director of Governor Andrew Cuomo. And in between all of that, when I was 25 years old, I quit my job, I enlisted in the Army, and I became a platoon leader in the 1st Cavalry Division, where I led 40 soldiers across the eastern mountains of Afghanistan to fight for our country. And I think about that a lot. I think about my time in the service. And right now, I've already fought for my state, I fought for my nation, and I want to fight for my neighbors. I want to fight for better health care, I want to fight for lower taxes and better jobs. I want to fight for women's reproductive health rights, and I want to fight for you. So thank you so much for having me. I look forward to this debate, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm Daphne Jordan, and I'm running for the state Senate's 43rd District to build a better New York, one with more affordability, opportunity, and security for everyone. I'm a mom, former small business owner, and community advocate. I've owned and operated 2 successful small businesses built from scratch, employed 14 people, and I know what it's like to sign a paycheck. I'm the only one in this race that can say that. I'll support job creators by opposing Governor Cuomo's policies, seeking billions in taxes, and more job-killing regulations like call-in scheduling and elimination of the tipped wage credit. I'll cut taxes and government red tape on job creators and end failed Cuomo policies like Startup New York that have our kids saying, I leave New York, and not because of the weather. My opponent has only lived in the district for 1 year and has never ever paid property taxes. As a homeowner and taxpayer who has lived in the district for 21 years and has felt the pain of paying property taxes, I know that New York's crushing cost of living hurts families. I'll vote to make the property tax cap permanent, strengthen STAR, expand the property tax check rebate program. I'll vote against Governor Cuomo's free college for children of illegal aliens, and I'll vote against taxpayers paying for Albany politicians' campaigns. As a mom of 2 boys, I know that we need safer communities. I oppose Governor Cuomo's outrageous political pardons of convicted level 3 sex offenders and cop killers, some of whom will again be voting in the next several weeks in our schools. I won't be a rubber stamp for Governor Cuomo and the New York City Democrats' radical agenda. Rather, I'll be a check and balance, a strong voice for upstate and a strong voice for you.
A question from Brian of Half Moon was about health care and the candidate's willingness to protect people with pre-existing conditions. Republican Daphne Jordan went first.
Like most New Yorkers, I'm open to some form of health care reform, and that would ensure the quality of health care coverage and make sure that it's good for everyone and not too expensive for all. You know, I know that on the table is government-run health care, and I don't think that's the answer. It's far too expensive. It would increase our taxes by more than 152% in order to have government-run health care. It would chase doctors away. Hospitals would be overrun with patients that they can't have. We'd have people moving in-state just for the free health care that's paid by the taxpayers. So, I mean, health care is a problem. I don't see that pre-existing conditions are taken away in our health care now. So I'm not sure what you're asking as far as pre-existing conditions.
When I talk to people, they are telling me that their pre-existing conditions are under attack. They're telling me that they're losing their homes and their jobs and their savings because people can't be adults, sit down at the table, and fix a broken healthcare system. I was in the military, and the foundation of every mission that I ever ran was a promise that we made to each other that no matter what happens, no matter how scared you are or overwhelmed that you feel, nobody gets left behind. It's a value we fight for overseas, and it's left at the border of a foreign country. We need to fight for those values here at home, and healthcare is one of those. Nobody should be left behind. If you are rich or poor or black or white, no matter who your parents are or what zip code you're born into, no matter if you lose your job, everybody should have access to healthcare, quality, affordable healthcare.
Another question was from Mike in Saratoga Springs about whether the candidate supported free college tuition for undocumented immigrants.
Undocumented immigrants I went to college with. I served in the military. You're talking about our kids who were born here, who were raised here, who pledge allegiance to our flag and serve in our military. And I will fight for those kids. I will fight for those kids. Nobody should be left behind in this country. Nobody. We are a country of hope and opportunity for all people. And that means standing up. And I'm going to stand up for those kids.
I will oppose free college tuition for illegal, for children of illegal immigrants, aliens. I paid for college for my child. My husband and I worked very hard. I still have one more to put through. I can't afford to be paying taxes to put illegal aliens' children through college as well. It's very expensive, what you're suggesting, and I don't think people in the 43rd District or middle America, middle income New Yorkers have the wherewithal to pay for that as well.
Jeremy from Half Moon asked about Governor Cuomo's pardoning New Yorkers with felony convictions, which some have argued will result in registered sex offenders being able to vote in schools.
No, I don't. You know, this is one of the disagreements I have with the governor whom I work for. As I said, I work for Republicans and Democrats, and it's okay to disagree. In fact, you should expect disagreements with your own party. We're not elected to be Democrats or Republicans. We're elected to be representatives of you. Now, here's the difference. Some people want to take away voting rights from people. I don't want to do that. I think there's a solution to it. We can either be political about it and stand up in front of a microphone and yell and scream, or we can do something about it. We can let them vote absentee. And I think that's a reasonable solution.
I think that there are some crimes that are so heinous that you should lose some rights. You know, some crimes you commit, you're in jail for life. Other crimes, and maybe some of these should be in jail for life, but they have been pardoned by our governor, and that's bad enough. He pardoned 24,000 felons so that they can vote. I think that's pandering at its finest. Not good policy. I do think it's okay to take their voting rights away. I don't think they should be in schools. And the magic time of 7 p.m. is when they're allowed to go in and vote doesn't even make sense, because I know that children are still at school way past 7 o'clock at night. I know my own son is swimming until 9 at night at the aquatic center, and voting is right next door in Gowanus. So not a good thing, especially when it's dark and work in the shadows. You're putting the fox in the hen house.
In many candidate forums, the closing statements are a mere summation of the candidates' positions and not nearly as exciting as the questions and their answers. The closing statements in this candidate forum were arguably the most exciting part of the night. Again, Aaron Glad begins.
Like I said, this is a challenging time in an election that's more important than ever. I am a bipartisan independent upstate fighter. I've worked for both sides of the aisle. I've been endorsed by the former Republican state senator who has held this seat, and I'm a Democrat. And that should tell you something. I'm not running this campaign with a bunch of fear-mongering. I know you guys have all gotten a letter in the mail from my opponent with Photoshop pictures of me, and we've gotten phone calls and push polls and all this negative campaigning. But that's not me. We're going to run a positive campaign. We're going to stand up for you. We're going to protect women's reproductive health rights and make sure everybody has access to health care. We're going to look out for workers and families. We're going to stand up for our teachers. And we're going to do everything that we can to make this state a beacon of hope and opportunity for all people. That's what we stand for. It's what I fought my entire life for, and it's what I will continue to fight for, regardless of politics, regardless of left or right.
The crowd at the Saratoga Town Hall grew raucous after hearing the beginning of Republican Daphne Jordan's closing statement, where she thanked the League and her opponent, but instead of calling him by his name, addressed him as Aaron Cuomo.
Thank you to the League of Women Voters for sponsoring tonight's forum and to my opponent, Aaron Cuomo, for being here.
Over the din of the crowd, you could hear Democratic candidate Aaron Glad urging the audience not to boo, but to vote. The moderator from the League of Women Voters had to step in and ask Jordan to apologize, which she declined to do.
I think you heard some important clear-cut contrast between me and my opponent. My opponent was Governor Cuomo's policy director. Deputy policy director, nevertheless, so you worked on his policy. He is not as independent as he would have you seem. He stands for many radical ideas like reproductive.
Pardon me, wait a minute. This is your closing statement to say about you.
There's a clear contrast between us, and so he is for radical ideas like the Reproductive Health Act, which actually hurts women because it allows non-doctors to perform abortions. It also allows for abortion up until the moment of birth. He promotes government-run health care, and so we have two separate ideologies here. I am not into the socialistic liberal ideologies that my opponent professes to want, and yet be independent. He'd be a rubber stamp for Governor Cuomo and the New York City Democrats. I would like to serve as a check and balance in the Republican Senate majority against Governor Cuomo and the New York City Democrats, and be a fighter for upstate. A fighter for all of you, a fighter that truly believes in the Second Amendment, not to say that when I think of guns, I don't think of the Second Amendment.
The two candidates will face off in the general election on November 6th to represent the 43rd Senate District in New York. The seat has been held by Republican Kathy Marchione for several terms.